Today I have a loving message for all the people in the world who eat organic, who are concerned about glyphosate and pesticides, and read ingredients labels to make sure they ingest nothing toxic, but then they allow themselves to be injected with an experimental COVID vaccine with unknown, mysterious ingredients, including a spike protein that causes vascular damage. For your loving, compassionate understanding, I offer this non-confrontational explanation to help you ask questions and find answers in wisdom for leading a healthier, more fruitful life. Please listen.
What the f*** is wrong with you? Big Pharma dropped the bomb on you. I'm gonna tell your mom on you. There's no telling what she'll do. Yeah, what the f*** is wrong with you? It seems that you ain't got a clue. I even wrote a song for you to try to get a message through. Yeah, yeah. What the f*** is wrong with you?
Wrong with you.
I don't know what else to do.
Oh, well.
Your brain is damaged through and through.
Anybody in there?
Oh, that's a f***. What's wrong with you?
All right, welcome. I hope you enjoyed that. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger here, asking, what the F is wrong with people that eat organic but take the experimental vaccine? What? Seriously, what's wrong with these people? I have no clue. So I decided to just write a little rap there for them. I'm gonna tell your mom on you. No, seriously, who's out there shopping as if they have to avoid every part per billion of glyphosate and pesticides and heavy metals? And I'm a food scientist. I know about that stuff. But my goodness, I've seen people go insane over extremely low part per billion concentrations of glyphosate in beer. And then they inject themselves with, you know, billions of spike protein particles with a vaccine, and they think that that's good for them. Like, you might as well just give up organic at this point. You pretty much just flooded your circulatory system with bioweapons. You should just chow down at McDonald's from this day forward. Just go through the drive-thru at Carl's Jr. Just load up. You don't need to worry about organic anymore. Whatever little trace amounts of pesticides that you get from eating conventional food, that's nothing compared to the toxic bioweapons you just mainlined into your bloodstream by getting a COVID vaccine, you moron. Oh my God. And who are all these morons singing about this, like celebrating it? Like they read all the labels, they shop, it's all organic, it's all non-GMO project verified. It's everything super healthy, super food, wheatgrass juice, and then they wake up in the morning and they're like, it's vaccine day, I'm going to get my vaccine today. And it's like, what is wrong with you? Where did you lose your mind? Are you high on wheatgrass? Like what actually happened to you? Did you take too much ayahuasca here? Have you tripped way beyond the Amazon? Something's eating your brain. No, seriously. They're like, I'm into permaculture. I'm into being clean. I'm into eating non-GMO, but hit me with vaccines. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. The songs write themselves. I can't even stop writing songs about this. These people are insane. And I know a lot of these people. This is the funny part because, you know, my background, of course, I come from the world of clean food. And I actually practice clean food. But you know what that also means? Don't inject yourself with toxic bioweapons. Toxic bioweapons. I mean, how hard is this to figure out? You might as well just freaking drink glyphosate at this point. If you're going to inject yourself with spike protein, you should just call up Monsanto and apologize. It's like, Monsanto, yeah, really sorry. It turns out I actually just injected myself with spike protein. And guess what? That's 1,000 times worse than anything you ever made. I know people, you got to be consistent with this. You got to be consistent. If your body is sacred, which it is, I mean, if your body is a special place to keep, you know, nourished and healthy and free from toxins, you have to be consistent with it. Do you even know what's in the vaccine? First question. Do you know what's even in the vaccine? Because I've seen some of these insert sheets. They're blank. They're not even required to list the ingredients because it's, emergency authorization use. Not really approved as safe and effective by the FDA. Just emergency authorization. So people don't know what's in it. And again, these are people who are like at the grocery store. You know, I'm not going to eat carrageenan. I'm not going to eat partially hydrogenated soybean oil. I'm not going to eat anything that's possibly sprayed with pesticides. No more conventional strawberries. No high fructose corn syrup, corn starch, yeast extract, you know, on and on and on. Artificial colors, artificial flavors. But then it's like, hit me with that vaccine, mama. You know, it's like, what? No, seriously, I don't get it. But you know, the funny truth about this is, or maybe it's irony, is that the people who have led these healthy lifestyles are precisely the people who are very unlikely to suffer death from these vaccines. So in effect, all the healthy eating they've done before is in fact keeping their blood from clotting or preventing the blood clots caused by the vaccines. So their healthy lifestyle is saving them, but they're also fooling themselves into thinking that the vaccine is perfectly safe. It's not safe. It's just that you, if you've been eating super healthy, vegan, you know, smoothie, juices, superfoods, and all this stuff, you just happen to be extraordinarily well protected from blood clots. Whereas the average American, has been living on margarine, you know, and chicken McNuggets, or as we call them, chicken McSluggets because of what they do to your blood, or, you know, fried foods, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and all this stuff. They take the vaccine and it's like blood clot city. And yet, you know, the healthy non-GMO organic vegan people are telling themselves, oh, the vaccine's harmless, didn't do anything to me. Yeah, sure it didn't, because your blood flows like water. I mean, it's not everybody's like that. Man. You know, and besides, just because you can survive a biological weapon being injected into your flesh doesn't mean you should try it. Doesn't mean you should try it, because the flip side of all this is, if you're a healthy eater, and if you have a clean body and clean blood, your immune system functions. You don't need the vaccine. You don't need the vaccine because you have innate immunity, which is far better than any vaccine intervention. And the good news is your own immune system won't kill you. It won't kill you unless you get the vaccine, in which case then your immune system overreacts to future infections, antibody-dependent enhancement, hyperinflammatory reaction. Oh, it's vaccine day and your face is blown away because you just suffered a side effect from another wild type coronavirus. See, if you're healthy, why would you suddenly boom say, my immune system needs this outside intervention? It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I've seen people like, I'm doing home births. We're gonna give birth to the baby in a hot tub pool of water in the living room, man. We're going to have midwives in there. Yeah. We're going to have celery juice in the tub. And so we're going to do wheatgrass shots between contractions. And then at the end of like, and then vaccinate everybody. Like what is wrong with you? So that's my message to people who eat organic and yet take the vaccine. What's wrong with you? What are you thinking? You might want to reconsider all that.